7 minutes after 4. South African time. It's a beautiful Wednesday morning, Yawmul Arbi'a. Yes, it's the 14th of Rabi'ul Akhir, 1444. Let's welcome our beloved, respected Fadilatul Ustad Hazrat Manana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein Hafidhahullah. Ustad, welcome to the Q&A this early Wednesday morning. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu fikum wa arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan, Brother Riyaz Hussein. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytani rajim. Bismillahi ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Rabbi shrah li swadri wa yasilli amri. وَحْلُلْ أُقْدَةً مِّنْ لِسَانِي يَفْقَهُ قَوْلِي سُبْحَانَكَ لَا عِلْمَ لَنَا إِلَّا مَا عَلَّمْتَنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَلِيمُ الْحَكِيمُ. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Today is the 14th of Rabi'ul Akhir, 1444. If you look outside, you will see the full moon shining in its glory and beauty. We call that Laylatul Badr, the night of Badr, the full moon. Today, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, we focus on chapter 23, Surah Mu'minun, verses 81, 82, 83. Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala informs us what the people in those days used to say, and obviously this will resonate with those people who are atheists and the stutter doubting thomases of this day and this age as well. Bal, nay, what is nay? Qalu, the mushrikeen, the idol worshippers, the polytheists say, mithla ma qal al awwalun, similar to that of what their predecessors used to say. They would not believe that there is a year after, there is paradise, there is hellfire. So this was their statement, qalu. The current people also say the same thing. Majority of the scientists, professors and people who think they are the academia and the intellectual people. Qalu, they said, Aida mitna, what? When we die, wakunna turaba wa idama, and we are reduced to sand and dust, wa idama, and our bodies have decomposed, disintegrated, it's just bones left. Inna lamab'uthun, what, we will be resurrected? Nay, this is very, very far-fetched. We don't believe in it, Allah forbid. They reject it, they say. Our forefathers died away, died 100,000 years ago, and nobody told us about this. So see what a mockery they make, and this will be very similar to today's atheists and secularists and so forth. لَقَدْ هُعِدْنَا نَحْنُ وَآبَاؤُنَا هَذَا. Indeed, we were promised, and surely we were promised, and our forefathers, our predecessors were also promised, هَذَا مِنْ قَبْلُ before. But what do we say? Allah forbid, that is what they say. All these people who are on dalala, on astrayness, on kufr and blasphemy, and on shirk, and on polytheism, and so forth, idol worship, they say, in hada illa asatirul awwaleen. This is nothing but ancient fairy tales. All old stories, and they're just telling us fables and old stories. You can't expect us in the 21st century to believe in this. Seeing is believing, believing is seeing. So this is how the arrogance of human being gets hold of him. Today, 8 billion people on this earth, more than 6 billion rejected totally. So we can see that's why humanity today on the precipice of disaster, and following a satanic system and a satanic culture. May Almighty Allah, have mercy on us. This is the constitution of Almighty Allah for all times, all places, the noble Quran, the holy Quran, the glorious Quran, and Almighty Allah created us. He knows what is best for us, and it has stood the test of time more than 14 centuries. Millions of people have committed it to memory in the original language. No addition, no omission, no interpolation. Let us take you around the world. Some breaking news. So there was midterm elections yesterday, Tuesday. They're still awaiting the final results, but the projected results are this, that the Republicans, that is Trump's party, will take over the House of Representatives, and regarding the Senate, it is still very, very tight race, so it is a big spoke in the wheel for Biden and company. It seems they are going to lose badly, and remember, now the Republicans will control the Congress, and that will spell disaster for the Democrats. As far as we Muslims go, both the parties are Shaitan and Satan, as far as we concerned, because both of them will support Israel, the rogue apartheid terrorist Nazi regime, till the end, so it won't make much difference for us. China is showing its strength and telling America, better watch out, otherwise we'll take you on, don't fiddle with us in Taiwan and other places. So yesterday they showed their new hypersonic missiles, what we can do. China is the dark horse, therefore Rishi also fears them. Pakistan, the long march continues. Yesterday was mayhem, chaos in Islamabad, the capital, and the schools had to close. The traffic was logjam everywhere. Most people in Pakistan, whether we like it or not, are now increasing their sympathy for Imran Khan and his party after the attempted assassination. It was a foolish move on behalf of the current corrupted government, Choro ki hukumat, the crooks or government of crooks, as you will say. Now listen to this story. This is a comedy of errors, right? South Africa hosted, remember, the World Cup in 2010, and we condemned it, and we were right again with Allah's help. They told us South Africa will get so rich, and you will get so much money, and so forth. It turned out that we are left with what? White Elephant Stadia, and so forth. You go and see in BE, go and see in Nelspruit, go and see in other places. So now, Blatter, he was the big shot that time there. He says yesterday it was a mistake to give Qatar, remember this World Cup, the FIFA World Cup, and he says that France forced them. So I want to ask France, I want to ask Blatter, that how much did Qatar give you above the table and under the table? Everything corrupted to the core, remember that. Therefore we say loudly and clearly, everything to do with this cricket World Cup, soccer World Cup, A to Z, all haram, so much corruption there. Rather you learn from India. What is India doing? India is buying oil from Russia like you can't believe. And it is the second biggest country to buy oil from Russia, and like China. China is number one, and Russia, and then India is number two, and they all purchasing oil from Russia at a discount price and so forth. Therefore, they are not prepared to condemn Russia's invasion of Ukraine. So you see, Turkey is also there in the mix. Turkey is paying in the rubles. They're buying gas, they're buying other items. Now Turkey is paying Russia in rubles. So how's that now? That they're all marginalizing the dollar. So the dollar is getting de-dollarized, if you understood, and that is more than 40 countries. Ukraine, America are tired, NATO are tired, and now remember this with the midterm elections, again they will be split. Certain things will be for the Democrats, certain for the Republicans. They will be fighting among themselves. So remember that this will now put big problems for these people in Ukraine. They're telling him, for Zelensky, they'd rather go for peace. He says we'll do peace on his terms. If you are want on your terms, remember then Putin, the harami, the big shaitan, he will put you in your place. He is reducing Ukraine and Kiev to rubble as it is. And then one more story before we come to our beloved country, South Africa. So remember that you will see in the world that Britain, Europe, all of them are fearing this winter. It might be one of the worst winters for them. Rishi Rich is catching it from all sides. He's there in the COP summit in Egypt, Sharm el Sheikh, and his security whisked him away quickly. Something happened, and while he was going, they asked him questions. He just ducked every question. Richie Rich is in for a tough ride, remember that. South Africa, a chap was brought to court, and Pakasi or something, his name, difficult name, I can't remember everybody's name. So 90 rape charges. And his one leg is amputated, so he came in word crutches because the police shot him. The question I'm posing to our politicians, to our people in power, when I told you one of the biggest mistakes the ANC and the government made was to abolish the death penalty, what good is your police? What good is your, remember, your law enforcement? This person was raping 90 women in front of 9-year-old girls. So isn't a chap like this should be put in front of the firing squad and just be finished, get rid of him? No. You waste our money, taxpayers' money, and this court case, appeal, and so forth. Then they change lawyers. We know all these tactics. So therefore, it's our constitution, as they told us, the best constitution in the world. What good is your constitution when we have become the murder capital of the world? We have become the gay capital of the world. We have become the gender violence, remember, capital of the world. And we have become one of the rape capitals of the world. A shame and a disgrace. Cry, oh South Africa, for our beloved country. Today, 8:30 to 9, will be our brother that will be with Moana Zahid Khan Wednesday, our brother that he embraced Islam, Kara, inshallah, so mashallah, you know he embraced Islam, so they'll speak about those issues. And then inshallah, 11 to 12 will be the bliss of marriage, and 1 to 2 will be the tafsir of Quran Sharif. And remember, Wednesday afternoon after Zuhur, du'as are accepted. Beg Almighty Allah for ourselves, our families, and the entire ummah. We also want peace, but remember that the peace must have justice. The Haaretz newspaper carried a wonderful editorial. They said, with these new ministers, BB has to appoint. Remember, there are one, two of them. They are not ministers. They are ministers of destruction. Already, you can see some guys are jumping ship. The right wing, some of them are getting left out. They're going to join the left wing. That is the curse on a cursed nation, the Jutlas and the Jews. You must go read your politics, and more importantly, read the Quran Sharif. Read the noble, glorious Quran, chapter 59, verse 14. تَحْسَبُهُمْ جَمِيعًا وَقُلُوبُهُمْ شَتَّى. You think they are united, but their hearts are totally fragmented, disunited. Why? ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ قَوْمٌ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ. They are a people who got no intelligence, no intellect, not chosen nation, but a cursed nation. May Almighty Allah protect us at all times, all places, all circumstances.
I see Gideon, he says, AK, it's me again. Say if President Biden flew to Ukraine and stood on the front line, would that deter Russia from attacking? Gideon, Ustad.
My brother Gideon, this is the third day in a row I see that your question is number one. I see you wake up early, Gideon. You like us, right, Gideon? Good, I like you also. You think that Biden got time to go to Ukraine and stand there in Kiev and so forth? He is on his way out, Sleepy Joe. Remember Sleepy Joseph, you know, so Sleepy Joe Biden. So he will lose the elections now. That are the projected results. itself, and the House of Representatives is already going to the Republicans, so he is not even mentally fit to be the American president. The other day he's asking, where's Jackie? Where's Jackie? And so many times he has made so big mess. So remember, he never has the guts to go there. Putin will put him away and put many of the others. Therefore, they work with proxies. That is how America works. They want others to do their dirty work, and they brought 47 other countries with them, 48 in total, to Afghanistan. Afghanistan said, bring 100 countries and we will show you what is Quwwat-e-Imani, what is our power, that we have our conviction, faith in Almighty Allah. And after $2-3 trillion, they had to put their tails between their legs and run from there. The worst defeat in American history. Go ask Mr. Trump. Oh, Donald Duck is busy again.
Ustad, should a revert break ties with his parents who are idol worshippers? Ustad, anonymous.
Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla answers this question in the noble Quran. When you, my brother, sister, embrace Islam and your parents are non-Muslims, the atheists, idol worshippers, whatever, nay, you should never break ties with them. Chapter 31, verse 15:15, وَصَوَاحِبُهُمَا فِي الدُّنْيَا مَعْرُوفَا. You, O Muslim, you, O Muslim son, Muslim daughter, go to your parents, albeit that they are non-Muslims, and mingle and associate with them with beauty, and show them we fulfill our duty with beauty. When you are speaking to your parents, they are non-Muslim, kiss their hand, show them love and respect. Show them our Islamic ethics and etiquettes. We don't have wine. We don't have swine. We don't have boyfriend. We don't have girlfriend. And we lead a pure and a chaste life. We know our entry from our exit. Remember, we're not non-Muslims. Anywhere you park, park, you must remember in the parking place, park in the loading zone. Adam and Eve, Adam and Steve, Madam and Eve. So all the satanic system Islam does not allow. Show them the beauty of Islam. Never sever ties with them. Cry to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, O Allah, I have tasted lazzatul iman, the sweet taste of iman and Islam. Let my beloved parents also taste the lazza, the beauty, glory of Islam. So that is what you must do, my brother, my sister.
So I got a new listener, his brother Shadab. He says he's a Pakistani. He says, Mufti Saab, if Imran Khan is killed, I take family away and move to South Africa. Dua mein yaad hai, Shadab, Ustaz.
Shadab bhai, kya haal hai Pakistan ka? Hum bhi yehi dua kar rahe hai. Allah ta'ala Imran Khan ko shifa-e kamil, ajil, mustamir ata farmai. Allah ta'ala inko kamiyabi ata farmai. Maujooda dor mein Pakistan ke liye, Imran hi theek hai. Ye hamari raay hai, hamare nazariya hai. Ye baaki, ye jo hai, ye to imported government hukumat hai. اور چوروں کی حکومت ہے تو نہیں یہاں آنے کی ضرورت نہیں ہے آپ اللہ تعالیٰ سے دعا کیجئے گا اور اللہ سے مانگنا ہے اور اللہ سے منوانا ہے ہر روز کچھ روپیہ بھی دے دیجئے یا اللہ ہمارے پاکستان کے حال پر رحم فرمائے you're not on the wrong station you're still on the right station don't think that you jump from here to somewhere that is a Pakistani Shadab very famous name that is in Pakistan we spent 7 years approximately So he said that if you know Imran is assassinated, Allah forbid, he'll migrate to South Africa. I told him, nay, we're making dua, we pray to Allah. Imran Khan, Allah grants him speedy recovery. You know there was an attempt on his life, Allah Ta'ala saved him. And I told him Imran will win the elections landslide if it is free and fair. And he must give out charity daily and he must make dua to Almighty Allah. No sense leaving Pakistan and coming to South Africa, one of the murder capitals, rape capitals, gay capitals, and the corruption capitals of the world. What are you going to do from one corruption to another? That doesn't solve problems. So remember, rather cry to Allah. Allah Ta'ala have mercy on Pakistan and South Africa and all the countries of the world.
I've got Logan Ustad. He's also listening to us and he says that, so AK, tell us who's our next president. AK, after several steps down, maybe then load shedding will stop, Ustad.
Load shedding can't stop in South Africa. Very good question, Logan. I hope you're on my group, Logan, right? And all of you. And Shaddab Babai, ye number ab likh dijiye. Mere group mein shamil hone ke liye. Those of you who are living beyond the borders of South Africa, +27. +27, that's our international code. Then my number, 71-888-1184. 71-888-1184. Within the borders of South Africa, 071-888-1184. Just say aid to the group and send a message from your phone, not from other people's phones, so it makes it easy for me.
Logan said, easy start.
Right. Now, Logan, today I'm going to send out, inshallah, God willing, Allah willing, in the first 2-3 hours. So before you go to work or so, I'm going to send out a story of a South African. This was the greatest engineer in the history of South Africa. What things he did, you must remember that Van der Bijl, B-I-J-L. So Bijl or whatever is Afrikaner. What a genius he was. And read his story, what he did for South Africa. And he passed away and died in 48. He didn't die as a Muslim. Mm. But even if a non-Muslim does something good, we must speak about it. He did us a big favor. So the greatest engineer South Africa produced, but the government of today have destroyed whatever he built and whatever he did for South Africa. So forget that. You must remember this. That our people are only good. Go to America, go to Britain, go to Egypt, go here, cap in hand. So there, Nigamina Lomali, give me money. That's all. So, a nation that begs will never be respected. Always remember that. You must learn to stand on your own feet. Don't beg by people. Beg by Almighty Allah. He is the King of Kings. So remember, who will run South Africa? It seems 90%, 80%. Cyril will be out of the equation come next elections. We will come to know in December who will be the president of ANC. My gut feeling is Patrice will take it. Patrice has the money, he has the influence, and you know how politics work, that I will make you my minister, I'll make you this, take some money and so forth, and you just stay on the margins and so forth. So that is what I think will happen. Wallahu alam, Allah knows the best, but the corruption will not stop, and load shedding will not stop. That is wishful thinking, my brother Logan. But all of you must follow what I'm going to send out today, the greatest engineer which South Africa has produced. What a wonderful story. But again, it ends with very, very tragic circumstances. They built something magnificent, world class, and destroyed to pieces.
Allahu Akbar. I've got Sister Renelia. She says that she listens to you every morning. And she records you as well, Ustad, because she's learning from you. So she says that if Russia fails, say, to defeat the Ukrainian military, what is the likely fate of Putin? Sister Renel, Ustad.
But Renel, you're supposed to be a journalist. Which newspapers are you reading? I can't understand this. Ukraine is finished. They don't have a military. They don't have an air force. You must remember, they're evacuating people from Ukraine, and in their thousands, they're going to now resettle them there in Russia and so forth. So there's no such thing. America itself is telling Ukraine, the exact words of the American spokesperson is, Ukraine is in the driving seat. They must make the decision for peace with Russia and so forth. So, but you got America behind you. You got NATO behind you. You got Britain behind you. You got Europe behind you. And Israel also playing their under the table games, you know. So remember that all this is going on. But you couldn't defeat Putin. So therefore, the question of defeating Putin doesn't arise. Putin is going to give them more stick now, because why? The winter months are starting and he's going to freeze them. And remember, let me be clear on this issue, Ranel, my sister, I have no sympathy for them, nor for America, nor for Europe, nor for Israel, and all these countries, as far as I'm concerned, they caused so much harm. They murdered and killed my Muslim brothers, sisters, and children in so many countries. America alone invaded 50 countries after World War II, according to George Galloway and others as well. So why should we have sympathy? So therefore, we must have a person like Putin, a big harami, and he knows how to play his cards. So you know what they are saying. Yesterday, I heard Zelensky, what he said. He said, it's madness, it's madness. In few hours, they wiped out the whole regiment of the Ukrainian people. So that is what's happening. There's no question of Putin losing. He's winning all the way, and he knows that. If Putin is eliminated, assassinated, or something, then the Russian army will still be running. It's not that they're going to. Yes, it will be a big loss to them, but remember this, that he's on a winning streak now, and all the trump cards he holds, not America. America is getting weaker and weaker by the day, and inshallah, our prayer is 2023, there will be civil war in America, and inshallah, that will make America fall, and then the Arab tenpot dictators, haramis, murtad, shaitans will fall, Israel will fall, and then you will see Islam going full force, inshallah, Aziz.
Ameen, ameen, summa ameen. I see Sister Leila, she's with us, and she says that Mufti, today will be my very second time wearing a scarf, but it's so difficult and hard. How does our sisters manage this? But it makes you look beautiful. Sister Leila Ustad.
My sister Leila, they was a boxer. You know the boxer's name? Cassius Clay was his non-Muslim name. And his name was Muslim Muhammad Ali. They called him Ali Ali. You see, he managed to box, you know. So Muhammad Ali took his daughter. I think her name also was Leila, but that is subject to confirmation. So he asked Leila, that where will you find the diamonds? Where will you find the gold? Where will you find the platinum? So she said, oh papa, oh father, under the ground. So he explained to her, everything that is precious is there covered, you see. So you, my beloved daughter, you are more precious to me than the gold and the platinum. So you also need to cover yourself. By your own admission, my sister Leila, you said how beautiful it is. So first, you just wear it and you get used to it, and then you must promote it. You have to become an ambassador of Islam. So when you interact with Muslims who are not wearing it, you must encourage them. Say, I'm a new Muslimah and entered Islam few weeks, few months ago, and I'm wearing. Those who are asking you, when you interact with them, non-Muslims, tell them that Islam teaches us modesty. Ask them one question. For all these Christians, did they see any time that they have a big statue or they have a big image photo of Mary the Virgin, Maryam al-Azra? Did she ever have, you understand, did they see that without a scarf? So a great lady, one of the greatest lady, she's the only lady whose name is enshrined in the noble Quran 34 times. Chapter 19 is dedicated to her, and she's an example role model. So never suffer from the inferiority complex. You must say, my sister Leila, Islam is the best, and I made the right choice, and therefore I want to share it with the rest. That is what you must do, my sister Leila. Every day raise your hands and ask Almighty Allah that you become the true ambassador of Islam.
She says, yes, Mufti Saab, it is Leila Ali, Ustad.
Yeah, so I was right, right? When I was young, then I had to follow Ali. Ali was a good guy. Sonny Liston, he gave Sonny Liston a knockout in the first round. So before the fight could start, it was finished. So you must remember that.
Ustad, I've got a brother here from Actonville. He says, Mufti Saab, Islam says that we should follow the laws of your country. What happens in the case where your daughter asks for abortion? Do you still follow the law as it is her democratic right to do so? Ustaz.
My brother, you are confused and you want to blow the fuses of other people. Where in the Quran it shows, where in the Hadith Sharif, authentic Sunnah it shows, you must follow the laws of a country. Where you got that from? So that statement those people make, you must remember, who suffer from an inferiority complex, you must remember. So all that is nonsensical to make a statement like that. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave us a golden rule. Aap azar ke saath likhne ke qabil hai, if you know good Urdu. Take golden water and write it on your wall. There is no obedience to any creation. President of America, President of South Africa, President of any country, when that law breaks the laws of Islam and goes against the law of Almighty Allah. So abortion is murder in Islam. Never will Islam allow it. So yes, in one, two circumstances, that's a different issue. That the exclusion, exemption proves the law, not debunks the law. So there is no obedience to any creation when it leads to a sin against the Creator. Authentic hadith in Mishkat Sharif, Ibn Majah. So we must not fall in that. That kind of statements are made by people who are apologists. They want to bootlick the West, you know, and they want to, yes, you know, we're staying in America, we're staying in Europe, we're staying here. So they're all nonsense, all this. Muslim, you must never apologize for Islam. Muslim, we never compromise on Islam. Islam, al-Islamu ya'alu wa la yu'la alay, if you know Islam. Islam must always be kept on the highest pedestal and nothing above Islam. Abortion, totally, absolutely haram. Murder in Islam it is. And therefore, we tell them, how can you speak of human rights when you promote abortion? It shows your double standards and hypocrisy. How can you speak of animal rights when you're promoting stunning of the animals and torture of the animals? A disgrace to the West and the Muslims who are like monkeys, you know, they just mimic them. So you must like idiots, like herd mentality, just mimicking the West and so forth. Like fools they are. Herd mentality. So we don't have herd mentality by us. You must remember this. And I told you there are one, two exceptions. Allah forbid, a lady is walking and then she gets raped and so forth and then she falls pregnant. In that case, there the first month, second month, third month she can go for abortion. After 4 months she got, that's an exception. The rule is at all times abortion is haram. And you must, and which country says you must go for abortion? Don't talk nonsense here. You must remember this. So you must remember that you are being apologetic and a bootlicker. Okay, 8:30 to 9 will be Hamza Kara, and then 11 to 12 will be the bliss of marriage, 1 to 2 tafsir. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi.